You ever use that whip, Tyler? I don't recall you ever using the whip.
I used the Susan whip.
All right. Mike, let me hear you over there. Oh, you're on the greeny. Okay,
good
here you go.
Good evening.
Fantastic. Mike, you sound good. You look good.
Really? Thanks.
A little far away.
Trim?
Appreciate it. I know. It does feel far. I'm standing up. It sounds like I'm out of phase, but I'll take it.
Tyler's too loud for my taste. No! It's happening again. Okay. This is a false start. We're good, though. We're good. And there's Tyler to my left. There's Mike Carano straight ahead of me. And then to my right is Kevin Gouda. Let me hear your voice.
Yeah,
Kevin.
You guys all look great, by the way. It's not just Mike. It's all three of you.
Very big night with a surprise guest, Kevin Gouda.
I hate to tell
Gouda.
You this, but I can't hear myself.
Uh-oh.
I sound like a tin can.
You might have to go on yellow.
Did you plug yourself in? No, you're fine. I mean, everyone can hear you except for you. Maybe you just don't have your headphones turned on.
Do I sound weird and muffled?
No, I can hear you guys very loud, but I can barely hear myself.
Let's not spend the first 20 minutes of the show talking about how it sounds.
This is how we start every show.
I feel a little bit of pressure because we have a radio professional in our midst, Kevin Gouda.
Yeah. I am a professional broadcaster at this point. You guys, I'm glad you all realize that. I'm not joking at all. Yeah, that's actually true.
It's a true thing.
Now I feel uncomfortable.
Technically, we make money broadcasting, so we're technically professional broadcasters.
Hey, before I'm an asshole again, like I was on the Film Vault and I forgot to plug myself, I need to immediately get this plug out there. I want to pack the seats with you guys for sure. June 25th, that's in 2 weeks from the time that we're recording this right now, at the Chinese Theater. The first film that I have completed, Rules of Reduction, will be playing at the Chinese Theater in a little festival, and they have some kind of voting at the end.
What day is that?
Thursday, June 25th.
Right.
Tickets, you go to hollyshorts.com.
Hollyshore.com?
Like Hollywood.
Just go to hollyshore.com.
Hollyshorts.com. Mike Carano's going to be there. Ty, hopefully you're going to be there. Gouda.
I will be in Italy.
I'm free on Thursday, so this might work out for me. Yeah.
Tickets are $15, which kind of sucks. But
you're going to pay everybody
$15. Eight other movies playing. I think mine's the last one to play. But I was doing a little recon, checking out the other movies.
Yeah.
They got like real actors. Like Eric Roberts is in one of the fucking shorts that I'm going up against. But there's a vote at the end. So I want you guys there. I want to see you there. And I want to get those votes because the winner.
Maybe we can do a live after disaster before that.
So it's just the fix is in.
Yeah, I want the fix.
Yeah, well, you don't think Eric Roberts is on the horn right now trying to get people?
But all that aside, welcome to the program. I am Anderson. That is Tyler to my left. Like I already said, my chrono to the right. And then there's Kevin Gouda to my right.
Hi.
And this is the after disaster.
There's a button in front of me that says voice change. Can I press it?
Push it.
Yeah. I bet it does nothing.
What?
It mutes you.
It mutes, yeah.
You guys so it's a good sound.
Voice change.
It's a good sound for you, Ty. I like it.
Mislabeled.
All right, so a lot of shit's already happened tonight before the program even began, and we've been driving literally all over this city of ours trying to find
a place
to throw our voices into a microphone. We settled on one. It's exceptionally illegal, and we're not going to talk about our location right now, but we are nomads, like Tyler said, and we're a bit fugitive-like right now.
Do you think Tim Conway knows we're in his studio?
What was that, Karani?
No, yeah. I feel uncomfortable, and I have no ties to this place whatsoever.
I drank too much coffee, and I'm already nervous, and this feels wrong.
My pits are sweating. They are I can feel it running down.
You're
like
a little nervous? Yeah. Are you a little nervous?
No, I'm totally fine with this. I feel great.
So Kevin Gouda, here locally in L.A. on Amp Radio, which is one of the bigger... What kind of station is that?
It's a top 40 station. It's all your hits. It's all your Justin Timberlake's, Katy Perry's. We do hip-hop. We do pop. We do Sam Smith a whole lot. That kind
of
stuff.
Smith. I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of Sam Smith? No. You know he won a whole bunch of Grammys.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He sings in a... I was going to do it. He sings in a very high-pitched voice.
Do it.
I don't think that's
good. do you have like Instagram or like I know that you used to do some really fun vines.
Sure. Yeah, I still don't do a ton of vining, but I am on there at Kevin Does Stuff, all one word. That's Instagram, Vine, at 90Kevin1 for Twitter. It's all like because we're 97.1 instead
that's
of 97.1, just replace the 7 with Kevin. That's my Twitter.
You
at
can never
90
get another job or go anywhere else.
Dude, you sound weird now. What's going on?
I told you.
You're talking
voice
in the back.
I told you.
There.
That's
the voice you're talking to the wrong side of the
gold.
Fucking microphone.
Hey, I have a question for Kevin.
Sorry, it's not omnidirectional.
Yes.
So Kevin does overnights here on Amp in LA. Here in LA.
What do you mean here?
2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Correct.
And you can hear his.
Do you take calls?
DJ Stylings.
I take calls when they come in.
Requests?
You know, I do, yeah. I'll take requests. Yeah. Why, do you have one? Looks like you have one.
No, but I have a question about the Grammys. Sure. And I mean this without trying to sound like an old, bitter, sarcastic guy.
Okay.
Does it make any difference whatsoever in the world, whether you won a Grammy or not. And the reason I'm asking is because I took my nephew to see Cheap Trick last night, who was opening for Peter Frampton, and the tickets, the biggest font on the ticket said Grammy winner,
mm-hmm.
and then underneath it, about half the size, Peter Frampton was special guest Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that Grammy winner on a ticket selling a single ticket? Because I don't think so.
You brag when you win stuff.
Are you... I don't understand what you're... What is your position?
Yeah, what are you trying to get Kevin Frampton?
You just said he won, Sam Smith won a bunch of Grammys, yeah. and I wonder, does that make any...
Like it meant
does that
something.
Mean anything?
It's like winning the Oscar.
Yeah. I will say, at the NBA Finals earlier tonight, an Usher sang the national anthem, and I didn't know who it was, and they said, 9-time Grammy winner. I'm like, oh, who is this?
Usher,
this is someone legit. Okay. They hadn't shown him yet on the screen, and they were like, 9-time Grammy winner. I'm like, oh, who's it going to be? It must be someone legit. And then, and that was my initial thought. And then they say Usher. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, Usher's legit.
So yes, it does. I think,
but in your minds, as three other white dudes, don't you think Peter Frampton sells more tickets than Grammy winner?
Are you trying to ask if we feel like you do about this?
Are you suggesting that? Are you suggesting
that's
that
a quality Peter Frampton joke?
People go.
I'm
like,
saying it's a credit.
Shop for tickets,
it's a credit that I don't think sells a single ticket.
Might look at tickets and they're like, hey, this one says Grammy on it, so I'm more likely to buy this ticket. Because that's not how it works.
It's a weird show to
go do think
this.
You can unfairly market works. Yourself if you won one off Grammy because you had one big hit, you know. And then forever you can say Grammy winner, you know, Iggy Azalea. Who knows what her career is going to be like after this. But
she
let's
won
say
a
this,
Grammy?
I don't think I've heard of her.
But I don't think she did win a Grammy. So
Kevin's bringing the hot pop music taste.
Look at
tonight.
Me. I know. Who would have thought? I didn't even grow up on pop or top 40. In fact, I in some ways despised it. Yeah, I'm a fraud. Now I've grown to respect it and understand it. And
pronounce the W's in growing.
thank you.
Is it part of the adult mature thing to grow into things that pay the bills?
I think so. No, that's a great question. If you asked 15-year-old me, I'd be like, oh, what a sellout. You know, I would have never thought I'd be doing top 40 radio.
Right now you're like, cha-ching, not
I
so
never
bad.
Thought I would have worked at K-Rock. I was like, classic rock, baby, fuck K-Rock, fuck all those
buses. Oh, really? Yeah. How about that?
Were you really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you being like that. You're a company man. You love NBC.
Plus, you like rock.
You don't even work for him anymore.
I'm talking about when I was like 14.
I remember when I first met Tyler, because we met at K-Rock. We were discussing like favorite bands and stuff, and when he told me Led Zeppelin, I was like, what are you doing at K-Rock, you know?
So the only place I was hiring.
Yeah, I can vouch for it. I mean, they're somewhat in the same realm, but...
Now, Tyler got fired from K-Rock ultimately, and you kind of had a hand in that, Gouda.
Yeah.
You were kind of... If you don't exist, I think Tyler doesn't get fired from K-Rock.
I more had a head and a face in it, really. That's what happened.
It's been a long time. Do you even know why
Tyler
got fired?
Tyler did some sort of artistic representation of you.
That's all we need to say now that I work for CBS again. That's about all we need to
go into. And I still currently work for CBS, so...
Remember a couple weeks ago when we had that big, long discussion about one of our listeners being upset with us because...
Yeah, she would not enjoy that.
No, she would not have enjoyed the reason why Tyler got fired. Mm-hmm. She would actually agree with the firing, I think. I think she might actually agree.
Artwork was great, though, just for the record. I laughed.
The comedy was quality, too.
Tyler drew a caricature of Kevin Gouda, our friend here, and it just said some words underneath it that were questionable.
Yeah.
Questionable.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
Twice. That made me laugh a lot, though.
Made a lot of people laugh for many months, but then it came to the attention of the wrong person. And
that's another good point. It was up for like months. It was up for months, and there was no problem with it.
Yes. There's a lot of injustice in this story.
Yeah, there is. There is.
And a lot of poor decisions.
But look at you now. I mean, come on.
Take a look at me now.
So you're welcome.
Why? What are we looking at?
Look at him. He's a successful,
successful
human being
out in the entertainment industry.
Hashtag. Yes. Every time a hashtag comes up on the screen, Jillian says, that's Tyler's job right there.
Yeah.
That's Tyler's job. Hashtag.
Far too often it is.
I hate it so much.
I know. I do too. And it's a big part of my job. It's a big part to be accessible that way. But that's another one of those things I've had to be like, you know what? This is how you sell yourself. This is how you sell the station. Yep. This is how you brand. You
hashtag whore yourself out.
Yeah.
How much talking do you do on your show?
Not a ton. No, I've done more in this show already than I'll do
no,
all night.
I'm curious. Like, do you have the freedom to go? Like, hey, I'm gonna give a little 110% tonight. I'm gonna do a little bit of research on Katy Perry, and I'm gonna come in with a couple little facts before I intro a song.
Sure. Yeah. There's kind of finding a balance though, because our station, especially, we don't want to drown people in facts. Like, oh, so and so sold this many records in this many months.
It's about a feeling. It's not about facts.
It really is a vibe, bro. And I will do some research, and I do like to have some good facts to go to if I can. But, you know, half the time it's more just about being a person in somebody's car with them, you know, just talking to somebody hanging out with.
any phone stalkers, like the same people call you over and over?
I did early on. I had a 50, 60-something-year-old woman who I think called me drunk all the time. Mm-hmm.
She called you drunk, or she was drunk when she called?
She was drunk when she called.
No, she didn't call and
she never,
you of
she
being
never
drunk.
Accused me of being drunk, no. She alluded to speaking to a lot of radio stations in L.A. She seemed to be one of those people that calls a lot of stations. But
we used to have phone-op groupies, not even like they would call them for the DJs. It would be like, who was that one person that used to call in and ask for? Was it, who did he ask for? Was it you? There was someone that would call
the Cure guy. The Cure guy. Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. What's happening?
There was this caller who used to call in every single day. He'd be like, I'd like to request the Cure. Boys Don't Cry. And then he'd also ask for one of us.
Yeah.
Is Kevin there? No, he's not in today.
Yep.
Thanks.
And it would change every few months.
That makes me like The Cure a little less.
It's also making me think that would be a good idea for a little documentary, is just to decide I'm going to spend the next 12 months of my life stalking people, like mid-level people behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk to the guy. I want to talk to you.
The phone op, the phone person.
And just keep on recording all those phone calls.
It got to the point where he'd call and you're just like, for The Cure? Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I'll play The Cure for you. No problem. Yeah. Seriously. It depending on what mood you were in. Sometimes I'd want to talk to him, but oh boy.
It just occurred to me.
Jesus, you scared the shit out of me.
I scared the shit out of myself because I almost were like 10 minutes into the program and I haven't talked about my run-in with Mike Carano's father.
Oh, my.
Was it a run-in?
Run-in.
Are you serious?
You ran him over? Wait, you guys haven't spoken of this?
We have not spoken of it, no.
Oh,
also,
no. What
forget,
happened?
Don't let me forget, I have a great advice that we need to
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah.
A really
we're
going to
do a tight 30 minutes here, guys, because
well,
we're fugitives.
Like 30.
We're fugitives. Yeah. All right, real quick.
Yes.
Petros and Money might come in here any second.
Gouda also used to be a phone screener for Lovely.
Oh, yeah,
back
I guess we
day.
Should mention that.
Yeah.
That's how I know Mr. Kevin.
That's
Gouda.
How more.
I relinquished
I believe that was
two of my nights to this young man.
Yeah,
to
you
be
were
a
doing
call screener.
Him 5 nights a week at that time. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I stepped in and, yeah, that was honestly, I mean, being on air now is great and definitely the kind of the peak so far of my radio career. But my favorite years were at Loveline. Like my favorite times in any form of radio have been at Loveline.
Yeah, who was the host back
when
then?
You did the jizz off
was,
with
the
spear
job. It was Drew and Stryker when I started. Uh-huh. And then I was there for that period where it was just Drew and then the very beginning of Mike Catherwood.
Right.
So.
It was Drew and me. I mean, I was mm-hmm. there as well.
Yeah.
Helping Drew quite a bit.
Actually, you were.
Even I would crack the mic every now. We used to get after it.
Yeah.
So I learned of where Mike's dad. I went to Mike's dad's workplace. Yeah. And with the wife, Jillian.
Mike
yeah.
looks incredibly nervous right now.
I'm not.
And
I mean, the run-in part's kind of uncomfortable.
I'm loose with the language, Mike. There was no run-in. There was no run-in. And what I wanted to do, and what our plan
was
to
my sister
do,
there?
No. Was to like kind of, you know, cruise around, hang out a little bit, and kind of do a little recon and not let them know. And then I realized right after I got in there, because that was the plan. We were talking about it all the way over there. We were going to like talk to them and not let them know that we knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I immediately felt like I was doing something wrong and I felt guilty. And I was immediately like, are you Mr. Carano?
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird doing that.
And then Jillian's like, why do you even have to ask? Obviously, it looks just like Mike 30 years from now.
Really?
Or 20 years from now.
Really?
And you know what? He had so many similar mannerisms. He did thing where he has his like, his arms were crossed the entire time he was talking to us, much like you do often. He'd smile and kind of look down. He looks so many Mike Carano-esque things. No.
That sort of makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because I like to think
Very
about
nice
I'm
man.
My own unique person.
Very nice. Very nice man, but carbon copy. You are.
Can't help genes, but man.
All
can't
I can think
genes.
About now is he masturbates to the same stuff I masturbate to.
No, cousin, I don't
Why
think.
Is
we
that
talked
all
about,
you can think about now? About
I'm obsessed with that.
My mic sounds like
We
ass.
Talked about that.
He says that you need to grow up.
I wish my sister... Did he really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm. Oh, he says, I look at his videos, and I'm like, oh, what are you doing playing with your toys? You need to grow up.
Are you goddamn serious?
Oh, God, you just started a feud.
Swear to God. I was so careful. I didn't. Here's how I told him I knew you.
Okay,
I said,
you fucked my night up completely.
No. Shh. Oh, no. He's serious.
I don't want him to know that stuff exists.
No, why? Come on. It's out there. What are you going to do? Listen, I said, Mike is one of my favorite people in the world. He married my wife and I. And then he chuckled immediately and said, my son, the priest. And then I said, Mike is one of the most unique people I know. And he goes, yes, I've seen like some of his videos online where he's playing with his toys. And I think, you're almost 50. Why are you playing with toys?
I wonder what he's talking about.
I'm sure he watched the first
one.
It's
gotta be the tour of your house.
Yeah, that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, he watched
Dad,
that.
Come on.
All that stuff's out there
now
forever,
Now I roll on mushrooms at Comic-Con. I'm all grown up.
I don't think that he really, I don't think it was his cup of tea. I don't think he went down the rabbit hole that is 5 minutes with Mike. I think that he kind of saw that his son was playing with some E.T.
It sort of upsets me, to be honest with you. The fact that he doesn't tell me that he watches that stuff, and it's kind of sneaky.
It's not sneaky. Maybe he just doesn't think to tell you. But he has no idea.
He doesn't
about
know
you
show. Talk about him every week on this show.
Yeah,
that's kind of
sneaky.
You know what? I can relate though, because like I have a lot of videos out there, and there's nothing too like salacious or bad. But it's my father and I. Like I'm very like, you know, proper with him in the way I act. And so when I know that he's seen me, my videos of me like whatever, just drinking or doing something stupid or like having a boy kiss me on the cheek or something dumb,
hey,
I'm like, oh my god,
amp radio.
Yeah.
Beating off in the bathroom at the radio station.
Yeah, luckily that there's no video evidence of that. But yeah, I totally get it. Like when I hear that he's seen something, I'm like, oh my god, what was in that video? Like, what did he see me do? You know?
Yeah, I don't like this one bit.
It's cool, man. You know what you should be happy about? Is that your dad is so capable of looking on a computer at stuff of yours.
Yeah, good point.
My mom went to see... I haven't gone to see my dad in 2 weeks. I don't want to. Yeah. My mom went to see
missing out on some pho.
Last week.
Some
and,
quality pho.
No, I'm so bad that I'm like, hey, Mom, I'll meet you like across the street. We'll go to get some soup.
Oh, in the shadow of the building, you're eating soup?
I'm not going in there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But apparently, when she saw him last week, he was eating with both of his hands, and there's mashed potatoes all over his lap. Just eating with both of his hands. Oh. Jesus Christ. Come on, Dad. What are you doing? Son of a bitch. Jesus. So, anyways, on that happy note, San Diego. Lovely city. Love that
city.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Yeah.
Been there the last two weekends now. And, you know, you don't realize what a shithole LA is until you go down to, like, San Diego for a weekend.
Yeah, well, even in Orange County, too. As soon as you cross that border
from
LA into Orange County, the freeway
vibe.
Changes, the scenery changes, there's no graffiti, there's no trash.
Feels crisper.
Yeah, the road's smoother.
When I was down there 2 weeks ago, we went to this...
My AIDS is gone.
Turf Supper Club, right? And my buddy found like a 15-minute parking spot, but it's like till 6, right? And then we got hammered, we went to the baseball game. He woke me up the next morning at like 10 a.m. on his couch. He's like, hey, shit, can I use your car? Can you give me a ride to mine? I left my car in the 15-minute zone. I'm like, fuck, we better go, because like 8 a.m. it starts. Went down there, no ticket. Right outside of downtown San Diego. They just don't care. They're not constantly trying to fuck you. L.A. is just, you're constantly.
L.A. is horrible.
I would have said
just
something
horrible.
With the R word, but I'm not going to say that. But L.A. is constantly after you. Nickel and diming you.
Yep.
All right, here's the latest example. I'm gonna bitch about trash here for just 1 second, and then we'll move on, okay?
I hate trash so
trash
much.
Did you ever notice how dirty your neighborhoods are?
I don't like
are?
Trash. People who litter, that's one of my pet peeves.
Trash man comes to my house once a week, like many people's houses, right? And takes the recyclable, and then got the greens guy that comes by. He takes the greens, takes the trimmings, and then the guy that takes the garbage. Every week, my can has been getting more and more smashed and fucked. Like, it's just completely cracked down the middle. Like, it looks like something in...
You own that can, right?
I don't think that's how it works.
Can you imagine 14-year-old Anderson hearing this Anderson complain about his trash cans gets dented?
I don't care that it's dented. It doesn't.
These
trash.
Spoons I bought at Target bend way too easily.
But they're plastic, and they got giant cracks down the side of them, but it's not a big deal.
Like
it still
that.
Holds the bags. It's fine. And it's got one of those, you know, the trash comes, and God forbid a trash man actually gets out of the goddamn truck now, right? So they just have the arms that come out. And they
God forbid.
So
that was the oldest sounding thing you said on the show.
I'll say.
Jeepers.
You say, I'll say all the time, which is very old Manny. Fairly old Manny. A little bit old Manny. All right, I take that back. But
I'll say.
Tuesday morning.
What is going on with this mic?
My trash is been collected, and I noticed there's like a little note, a little tag note on one of my cans. I'm like, whoa, what is this? LA County can't
what
be good.
You find some posters in someone else's trash?
See, why? Why? Huh? What do
I? I said, did he find some post-its in somebody else's trash? And he's like, keep these.
Post-its? I'm very confused. All right, so I go and I read it, and it says your trash can is too damaged to do business with, essentially.
Handwritten? Is this handwritten?
No,
or
it's like
a check
like a little form with checks, You need to call this number and get a new can, and also we couldn't take your trash today. I have one bag in there.
They couldn't
one
take
bag.
It because of that?
So he got out. The fat fuck got out.
Yeah.
He wrote up the little thing. He put that on my trash can, and then he got back. He fat ass back in the truck. And just left the trash there.
And so it's your responsibility to get a new trash can?
Why couldn't you at least just take the fucking bag? Just take the bag and just chuck it in your truck there, pal. Just
because it's not the arm. It's not the robot arm.
It's you know why?
Yeah, you're right.
You know why he couldn't? Because he's a fucking trash man.
Guess what I did? Spent 45 minutes on the fucking phone. 45 minutes. So I could tell them that I needed a new trash can, evidently.
How would that go?
45 minutes worth. Not very good.
What happened eventually?
Yeah.
I got a woman who wasn't the nicest lady I've ever talked to, and she took down the serial number.
Of your trash can?
She says that their system is this. I get my new can. They always deliver it day after trash. So I'm going to have 2 weeks worth of trash.
Wow.
Why?
You know what I'm doing? I'm just wandering around the neighborhood with fucking bags of trash, just chucking them in my neighbor's trash can.
The Great Escape, you're like shaking dirt out of your bag.
It's really, it's like, the opposite of stealing.
Next time you see that guy, you should pull him aside and go, ask a little bit of advice for you, buddy. You know, maybe if you would have taken the trash can, showed a little initiative, maybe you'll be picking up trash in Beverly Hills next week.
Yeah. Hey, how do you throw away that trash can?
On this side.
I have a carrot. I don't know. I don't know if that's my responsibility. I got to find a recycler. Maybe I can just put it in the recycler.
Yeah.
It is a little smaller than the recycler.
Yeah.
I think it's a wiser choice is to Google that guy, find out where he lives, and wing that trash can through his front window.
Yeah, that is probably the wiser choice.
But that's so LA. That's just such a Los Angeles thing. San Diego, he would have taken the trash, and he probably would have said, hey,
let's not give San Diego
too
much credit.
I noticed that your can was looking a little damaged there because of my truck, by the way. Like, it's not like I'm out there kicking my trash can. It's the way that their arm... I almost said raped again. She's right. It's constantly peppering our show.
We can't help it.
Apparently, we did it like 5 times last week, and we didn't even realize it. A bunch of people called us out on it.
We got an email from a listener a couple weeks ago, and she let us know. A very
she doesn't
nice
like
listener.
Rape talk.
Uh-huh. Hey, we did a good job of censoring earlier, though.
That's good.
We've
already censored 4 or 5 times on this show. Jeez.
Not bad.
Congratulate ourselves.
It's progress. It's progress.
Mike, you ever get songs that you wrote stuck in your head?
Dude, I stopped myself like 20 times saying the N-word today. It was awesome.
You did?
Pat me on the back.
Tyler, why do you say it so much?
Hey, you know what? You know what I did? You know what I did like a week ago? I yelled at somebody with my windows up because I'm a puss, of course. I yelled at a guy. You know how you say whatever you say in your car. Just
I liked your dad, by the way, though. Very nice.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
I liked him.
But I honestly, I was turning, it doesn't matter where I was turning, off of Ventura onto a street near mine. And I was like, get out of the fucking road, you middle-aged white guy. Under my breath, I said, hostily said that. I was like, you fucking middle-aged white guy. And I was like, it was the same.
So you're taking out your rage on the younger generation?
Like, what is that? Like, fall into the category of some weird racism that I'm having now where I'm just like, fucking whitey. Typical white guy cut me off.
Race, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's okay because it's against your own.
Guys, I had a terrifying moment tonight when I exited the freeway to go to our initial recording station.
Mm.
I was making a left. I was in the left-hand turn, and there was another car across from me who I assumed was also making a left. And I like literally forgot how to make a left-hand turn. I was staring at the car, and I was like, wait,
why?
Do we pass each other and then make the left?
Or what's wrong with your brain?
Or do we turn in front of each other? Like, I got to the point where I almost decided to just go straight and then pull into the gas station because my brain was so...
I wonder if we have some sort of brain deterioration because I had that episode that I discussed on this show where I woke up and I looked at the toothpaste... and something else in a tube, and I didn't know which one was which, and I just went back to bed. I felt like crying. But it wasn't funny. Like, haha, I don't know which one's the toothpaste. It was
I felt like crying.
Like, I'm like, something is seriously happening to me.
I was scared.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it was that moment of terror of like, oh my God, I have to do something.
And there was no other cars around. There wasn't anyone behind me. There wasn't anyone coming north and south. It's just me facing off this other car.
Uh-huh.
And I was just frozen. It was bizarre.
Were you hungover, though?
No.
This is right now.
This is 25 minutes ago.
And you're not hungover today?
No.
Mm. I'm a little hungover. So. Mm. But you know, like when you're dumb when you're hungover?
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst when you don't have headache either. Like you can just feel your dumbness.
It's just
just
your bones.
Dumbness.
Your bones are just dumb.
Like I've said it before, I think like I get scared, like I'm gonna forget that I'm on the freeway and I'm just gonna like get out of my car while I'm driving.
Do you think
I get that stupid?
Everybody has these bouts of dumbness, I'm talking like people that are known for being really brilliant.
I'm not aware there's
a public perception.
I see Drew every night in Loveland.
Yeah, probably more so when they're known for being brilliant.
But do you think they're so smart that they're aware of this is dumb and I got to keep this under wraps?
Yeah, because they have an identity to protect. They have their brilliance
when you're,
to protect.
Taking out your brand new spanking trash cans and you're a genius, that people are you're like a television personality that's known for being really bright, and you're taking out
this
your trash.
Is a specific scenario.
You hire people to do that.
Okay, so you're like look in the mirror first to make sure you don't look like you're not Dallas wearing Rain. Your wife's dress or Dallas something.
He's taking out his brand new trash cans. Yes.
I'm tracking with you.
Are you asking us to go shopping with you for new trash cans?
No, it doesn't work like that. I'm getting one from the city.
Oh, does your dad have any trash cans
sort of
you could get?
No.
You were looking for trash cans?
I was kind of looking forward to going shopping for trash cans.
Were you?
Is that a thing?
You can by Home Depot.
You can do it anyways, right?
I got one of the. I have one in my garage for the recyclables. And yeah, it's tough to say. You're right. It's tough. Recyclables.
Recyclables.
And I got one of the Oscar the Grouch ones.
Take out that extra R. It's a lot easier.
Yeah. Very silver.
I have a miniature one.
Got the lid. Yeah. Love it.
Oh, yeah, like the OG like New York sidewalk trash can.
You can have your own one man stomp show in your garage.
That was I saw Stomp actually years ago. Stomp. It was impressive. What was not impressive is when I was leaving and all the fucks that were just on stage stomping about are out front now stomping about.
Yeah, you know what?
You just
kind of casually like just hanging out hoping the people will approach them. It was very uncomfortable.
I don't like that show and I'll tell you why because the instruments
hang out up front afterwards.
The instruments they start with don't sound good.
That's a
good reason
like
why you don't like the pro.
If you hit a drum, you're like, that sounds appealing. If you hit a trash can lid, it's not like, oh, the soothing sounds of fucking metal.
Oh, it's like flat. It's like that, yeah.
Well, it just doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Is it still around? Is it still around?
It's got to be around.
It is.
If it's not around, I'm starting it tomorrow.
I bet it's
my new career.
We should start a stomp crew here. If it's gone, we can bring it back.
We gotta do. We don't start out good.
Stomp. After disaster prevents, stomp.
I got a theory about hair.
Stomp. Yeah. Good song by the Brothers Johnson.
What? What is the Brothers Johnson?
A sweet-ass 70s funk band.
Yeah, all Brothers right. Johnson was great. Wait, Stomp what's your theory about hair?
Number 23.
I think hair is naturally supposed to be a towel.
I do. Hair is naturally
you're supposed to grow it out and then towel your body off with it?
No, but you could. No. Like, okay, I was walking into a movie theater the other day, as I'm known to do. Tyler, stop fucking with that. Stop it.
And you dried your hands
and
on
I,
your hair?
I spilled some of my yogurt drink that I was drinking because I'm a douche.
A little boba?
And I had no, I know it was like a long parking lot walk ahead of me to the theater. And I'm like, what do I do? I can't put it on my clothes because that's going to like get gross.
Mm-hmm.
Can't put it on my skin because then it's going to get on other stuff. Mm. Just put it in my hair.
Mm. You put yogurt in your hair?
A little yogurt in the hair.
What if you forget to wash
your hair? I know it's going to get washed soon. It's going to get washed way before
my
shirt.
What if you forget? What if you forget?
How do you forget to wash your hair, Michael? How do you do that?
This is from the man who dries his hands on his hair.
And then I was thinking about this theory. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I do. Because like you go to like especially like CD bars, they don't have paper towels in there. They can't afford them. So
I've done that one before, yeah. But I usually have product in it, so it's because I like to be fancy. Yeah. So yeah, it ends up being all over my hands, so I don't do it too often.
As I was walking to the theater, I came up with, I continued with the theory, and it checks out even further. Watch this one. All right, guys.
How long was this walk? Where did you park?
I always park very far away now because I got the Fitbit, and I like to like you know accrue steps there. Yeah. And now I look for shade. Very hot out in the valley. So
you are really easing into this old age thing, aren't
fuck
you?
Fuck your mom.
I like to park nice and far away.
We're
going to
be driving around for half an hour looking
for
shade.
Get a nice little stroll in.
Men, they go. A lot of them go bald, right? Mike Carano and I don't. You guys, actually, all four of us. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Thick heads of hair.
You ever notice that the most evil people in history, too, full heads of hair? You ever notice
Hitler,
that?
Hitler, completely bald.
I have not noticed that.
Stalin. They're like the most. The more evil, the more hair. I think Jerry Seinfeld actually pointed that out. Anyways. Men, a lot of them, they lose their hair.
Yes.
You know
that's
what?
True.
Fact.
Women
true.
Women rarely do. Women rarely do. Who needs towels for their hands and for the kitchenwares and for the foods and stuff?
We're going there.
The women.
We're
the ladies do, right?
Yeah, good
and
point.
They don't lose their hair because they need it more than the men.
This theory is so fascinating. I'm sure it'll be talked about tomorrow in offices.
On all the outlets? All the news outlets? You're going to pick it up?
Hey,
gender studies breakthrough.
Hair is like a towel. I don't think I like drying my hands on my hair.
You don't
and like
think?
If towels could have like the same texture as hair, like it's actually way more effective than a towel.
Ew, no.
Way more effective.
You know what's way more effective? Just wearing a terry cloth shirt from the 70s.
I have one.
Now, my go-to
They're
is
great.
The socks. The socks. Not for drying, but like if I spill something on my hands or whatever, especially if I'm wearing pants, just reach under, wipe it on the top of the
sock.
Yeah,
I've done
right
that
there.
Too.
Yeah, why didn't you do
then
that?
Your pants cover it, and then you're going to
wash socks. He's regretting it right now. He's thinking about it.
Yeah,
like,
socks.
No, but then I'm going to have yogurty socks, because sometimes I don't like wash
the
socks.
Is yogurt just a metaphor?
I'm going to wash my hair soon, and no, it's not spewed. Spewge. Is that where you're going?
Joke?
A metaphor?
Well, I just figured if I was going to make something up, like if I were to masturbate in the car and I'm like, I have this yogurt I need to get rid of you guys, and here's what I do with the yogurt.
He doesn't have that Fitbit. He's trying to get more.
Nothing's better on a hot day in a hot parking lot than some cool yogurt.
You know what else socks come in really handy for sometimes? Yeah. If you got something stuck in your teeth and you're just dying.
Socks?
You can pull a little string out.
Nah,
a little
I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
Done it on a number of
times. We should that should be in a
socks.
That
socks
been
are extremely
castaway.
Handy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Except I don't want yogurt on them because then they go in the hamper at the end of the day, and then they're in the hamper with the yogurt on them for maybe 4 or 5 days. Plus, my wife's dog Pepe, he likes to live in the dirty clothes hamper. He's always in there.
That is probably.
So then he's gonna have
on
yogurt
a strict
on him.
No yogurt diet.
I don't have any animals in my hamper, so it still works out for me.
You have a normal household.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not.
You're saying that a dog in your hamper is hampering your ability to.
Tyler,
how does he get in the hamper? By the way,
he jumps in.
They're small little.
They're not really actually. They're just the buckets. You know, the laundry buckets. We just have two of those.
Okay.
Put socks
that's
and underwear.
That's
what
you do with your old trash can.
Tyler, I have the trash can thing. I think it's covered.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember, I was on the phone for 45 minutes with the city saying, hey, can I get...
Well, you're trying to figure out what to do with the old ones.
I don't know what the deal is with that.
I'm saying use those.
I'm going to put it in the recycler, though, because it's smaller than the recycler.
So I wish you recorded that call with the city. That would have been fun to listen back to.
And then, you know, it's 45 minutes of them telling you to go online.
I got to say, I thought that would be fun, too, when I was calling to try to change my health insurance. And I had the recorder going, and I'm like, this is going to be fascinating.
See how
and
ridiculous
it was infuriating, and it was something I was like, this is the most boring 11 minutes.
You wouldn't even want to revisit
it. No one would. Yeah. People would be like, yeah, you're on hold. I'm just sitting there staring at the phone.
Yeah.
And the woman's like, you really don't have any options, sir.
That could be a podcast.
No options?
Yeah.
It's just me asking stupid questions. I have no options. So what if I just quit paying? Well, then, sir, you're still liable for the payment. And it's just me getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. Can I help you with anything else? And I went, that wasn't help. Yeah. And then she hung up. I swear to God, I went, that wasn't help. But it wasn't funny, and it wasn't interesting. And it was probably 11 minutes of just mostly nothing. And I thought, this is going to be so great. I'm going to upload this, and everyone's going to love it.
I think you should just do the calls, and then you debrief us.
Can edit, too.
Hey, the end line sounded pretty good.
To make myself sound way like I'm a badass.
Super quick-witted.
So I just keep paying the $400, and I have no say in it? Yes, that's right. Okay, thank you. Thank you for not cutting me off. Click. Come back. Listen, you cunt.
Whoa, hey, come on. We've been so clean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel guilty.
That's right. I forgot. You guys need to put signs up. We are being clean.
We are being clean. Hey, you guys know where the word excruciating comes from?
Yes.
Yes.
You all know that.
Does.
What?
You're done cruciating things.
I don't know.
Where does it come from, smartasses?
I don't know where it comes from.
I like Tyler's definition. That was pretty good.
But I love that word.
Excruciating.
Yeah. I use it inappropriately.
This might make you like it even more.
I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued. I really am.
Yeah.
Like, not being sarcastic. This podcast is excruciating.
Crucifixion.
Oh, I was going to wonder if that was
that really makes
really?
It.
Really? Wow.
Like when you say something's excruciating
now. Oh, my God.
You're saying that's Jesus pain.
That really makes me feel...
That was my first instinct, but I was like, nah. Yeah. Not going to make that joke.
That's
not going to go
great.
Down the line.
Now I feel worse about using that in reference to this hot sauce is burning my mouth. I'm serious. This is excruciating.
It's so good,
but I can't stop eating it.
Tyler, being the Christian boy that you are, though, isn't your first instinct to always think it's somehow related to Jesus?
Oh, always, yes. Yeah, always. Every time, everything I see.
So, Mike,
how did you get that information?
I forget. It might not be true, but I think it is. Pretty sure.
Excruciating.
It came across my plate somewhere, and I'm like, I'm writing that down because it's a fun fact.
It is.
That's a good fact. Yeah, I like that word.
Look at you, parking in the shade, writing down fun facts.
I don't have anything in my head, by the way, but you guys have favorite words, and I have nothing. It's just, that's a nice word to say, excruciating, because it gets the point across
excruciating,
easily.
Excruciating, yeah.
Yeah.
Gauche. I love gauche. I always use it.
In reference, give me an idea.
Brian is gauche every time he speaks.
Okay.
You hear that, bitch? You hear that, baldy bitch?
I like literally.
Brian doesn't have any hair to dry.
Amazing, literally. Those are the only two.
Dry hands on.
Well.
Poor Brian. He can't dry his
hands. Can he dry his hands on your hair?
Grows beard out, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think hair soaks up the water.
It does.
Hey, how about
this
one?
It's too slippery.
Apparently, I'm like a 14-year-old child that's never been out in the world because I... Every day when I'm leaving,
just figuring this out?
I take a shower and I leave and I go somewhere. And it's come up a couple of times in the past couple of months where one was a girl in the office at the improv and she went, your hair is wet. And I went, yeah, I got out of the shower like 15 minutes ago. She's like, but your hair is wet. Why don't you dry it? And I'm like,
what, are you going to blow dry?
Why would I do that? I'm not going to blow dry my hair. I'm like, I leave with the wet hair. And is that an abnormal thing to do?
No. You do that.
Girls do that too.
Well, you should do towel dry it at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't go with it dripping.
Of course.
If you live in Minnesota and it's like the dead of winter, you don't want to do that.
Because it'll freeze or something?
Yeah, out here in LA, you don't need to be drying your hair.
What is that thing Mexican chicks do? Like certain Mexican chicks where it looks like their hair is wet all day.
Oh, like where it's
like
crisp? Yeah, I think it's just a lot of hair.
Is that like gel or something?
Okay. Mousse is probably it, yeah.
Brittle?
Yeah.
You should try that. You got the curls for it. I think
good look.
Yeah.
Jerry curls. You should Jerry curl your hair. You used to have Jerry curls. Didn't you? Corona?
I don't believe kind of. So.
That picture of you and from like your driver's license.
No.
You look very Jerry curly.
Exactly the same as it is now, just looked 50 times worse.
That hair would have been great to dry your hands in. That's some good hair
Do we know where Jerry curl came from? I don't. I'm just asking.
It's from the Bible.
Yeah, of course it is. That's
the next
one.
Jerry.
I'm going to look into that one. Jerry curl.
I would bet that some guy named Jerry.
Yeah.
Did
it. Odds are.
Have you ever looked at the hair products in the black section of Rite Aid?
I have them.
Yeah?
Yeah, the orange tin, that's some of my favorite stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff is thick.
Yeah, it is. You put a little bit in your hand, and then you go,
I'm gonna go check.
And
it out.
It's better than like the really expensive crew shit that they sell.
I wonder if it would hold a mustache. I wonder how that would do. It would probably be a little. It would probably fall
Dude
after a while.
Has a very handsome looking mustache, and he's had the mustache long before people had stickers of mustaches for
yes.
their laptops.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. Because when I say that, I sound like a hipster. Oh no, I had this before. It was cool. I swear. You know, like because that makes you sound like more.
That sounds hipster.
Yeah. Exactly.
When I
exactly.
first met Gouda, he had long hair.
Yeah.
No facial hair. And would often be back in like a headband.
Yeah, yeah, like a soccer player.
That'd be
like
creepy. I don't think I would like that, Gouda.
It was not a good look. Yeah, yeah it wasn't. But I owned it. I think I owned it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I feel like I always gotta have something that's somewhat abnormal.
You looked like the kid at college that you're like, that's the guy who's gonna bring the guitar to the party.
I was trying to hold on to my college days. I was. This is when I was like 22, 23. I'd graduated college and I was trying to be
that
like
that guy might ask me to play hacky sack.
Yeah, and I probably did have hacky sack in my pocket. Yeah,
did you really?
Well, probably not at that age.
I would have
yeah.
loved hacky sack if I could ever hit it like more than twice.
Oh, in high school, we used
to
play all the time.
I just sucked so bad at it that I hated it.
And then it becomes frustrating, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they always have the fucking hacky sack circles
yeah.
at my school.
That was me.
You're only saying that because you couldn't do it?
The one dude thinks he's all good. He's got his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. I didn't like the showboaters, yeah. But you know what? The football players would punk us, and they'd come and steal our hacky sack and throw it on the roof. Obviously, I'm still holding a grudge.
Would they like laugh and all walk away in unison, like saying shit over their shoulders as they walked away?
Yeah, I'm sure we did something like
and
that.
And you guys are like, man, come Friday night, we're going to storm the field in the second quarter. We're going to run off with the ball.
The ironic thing is actually the same hacky sack friends. We'd go to the games and we'd dress up in kilts and take our shirts off and have our high school NHS painted across our chest to cheer.
So you're like their fans.
Yeah, so we're like their
That's
head cheerleaders.
Sad,
I know. Trust
you're
me.
Like the battered
I hated
girlfriend.
Almost all of the football players, but we I'll own it. We were doing it for attention. We were in the yearbook like crazy that year. You
that
know,
year
like,
terrible. He's worse than I was
got,
in high school.
He's got real southern there for a second.
Did it for all the attention. We were just all up in that yearbook. So many good memories.
I don't do accents, so I'm glad I inadvertently do them. I didn't know.
Hacky sack is a lot like hula hooping.
Because it starts with H?
Yeah.
That's why saying. Would you say that?
It is. It's like kind of a useless thing to do.
Aren't most things in life, though?
Maybe if you're a soccer player, hacky sack
are like 90% of things that you do useless things
I think
to do?
Soccer's terrible.
Football.
It's the beautiful
frisbee.
Game.
Ultimate frisbee. Are we in for that? That's another.
That's a new thing coming. Like
that's
that people
I'm,
are really into.
Are you trying out for that pro team?
I am very into it. I work for the pro team, the Los Angeles
Aviators.
They
have like actual courses, right?
Well, that's frisbee golf. This is
ultimate.
This
frisbee.
Is ultimate
How about
frisbee.
This? A frisbee where a quarter of it's a razor blade.
That's see, fun.
Well, that's
but one of every four times.
Extreme yeah. ultimate frisbee, maybe.
So, what is ultimate frisbee? Explain it to me.
It's very much like soccer, but you're not using your feet. It's I like to think of it as a combination of soccer, football, and basketball because you're trying to work the disc up the field much like in soccer or football. You can't run with the disc, you're just trying to pass it to your teammates.
How many people on a team?
Seven on a team, seven on the field at any given time.
So 14.
The real question is what total, weight frisbee do you use for this?
175 grams.
No, you're kidding me.
175.
When are you doing this next?
When am I playing next?
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Where?
Torrance.
You don't want to say this on our show.
Yeah, maybe I'm not going to say the park name.
I want to show up, storm the field, grab your fucking frisbee, and fling it on a roof.
I'd love for you to come.
Sounds horrible.
It's a blast. I'm not even telling you. I'm not even kidding. Like, we get people to come out, and they're skeptical. They're like, okay, whatever.
He has a Facebook post every single week of the team.
Is it get physical? Do you guys
is...
have like little fast guys that run out like in football, like
well,
wide receivers,
like
and then like buff guys?
Maybe we
game.
Can
yeah.
run out and set up our badminton
croquet. Net.
We'll play some croquet yeah. across the yeah. field.
Shuttlecock's my favorite word. It just
yeah, that's
to
a good word.
That's my favorite
that's
word in the English
Why?
Language. Shuttlecock.
Why?
Because it's just solid. Shuttlecock. Shuttlecock.
It is. Yeah, and you can say it without being dirty. You're just you're just saying a word. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that shuttlecock.
If I had said my favorite word was shuttlecock, you'd be like, really, Tyler, really.
No, yeah. I would be angry because it's mine and it has been for quite some time. Okay. It's on my Facebook page.
You stole it.
Favorite word, shuttlecock.
Your Facebook page? When's the last time you cracked that bad boy open?
It's been over a year. Well over a year.
I forgot you were on there. That's right.
I think I tweeted something out when I bought some tickets
what?
To my little...
accidentally tweeted?
My little festival, the Holly Shorts over at the Chinese
Theater. The Pauly Shore?
I had to buy a couple, secure some seats and tickets for the family members and whatnot. And $2 off if you tweet.
Mm. Sure. We should buy our tickets now, then, so we can sit with you, right?
Yeah.
Or does it matter?
Well, it doesn't matter, but
is
you should
sign?
Buy your tickets now, because I don't know. I don't know how many seats this thing holds, and there's like nine other filmmakers, cast, crew. I don't think it's going to be in the big-ass theater. I think it's going to be in one of the satellite theaters, so I could see this thing selling out.
Do you get to put your hands in the concrete?
But I am gonna have. I am gonna. If you guys can't make this one, or 15 is too coming. Pricey for you, the listeners though, I literally can't make it. On doing something in September, I'm gonna do an actual like all Anderson Cowan festival. It's gonna be pretty great. I might even give out awards.
Where at?
I think I'm doing that one on the Miracle Mile, across the street from like the La Brea Tar Pits here in L.A.
Yes. At the Peterson.
Right by the Peterson. Yes.
You should just use the Peterson. It's like under construction.
Oh,
right
that
now.
Little theater's great.
I'm going to do it on a Saturday, and it's a, I got a room that holds like 250, sitting, 500 standing, and it's got a bar. And
500?
Oh, I thought you meant that movie theater, that fine arts movie theater on Wilshire.
Doing it at a schwanky bar. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Big bar. I'm there.
But
Jesus.
I would, but that doesn't take anything away from the fact that I want to see everyone at the Hollywood and Hellland. That's what I
call
it. I
just
got
to tell you, I'm sorry. I'm shaking up by thinking about my dad watching those videos.
Your father. He's invited. He's coming to the festival.
Are you going to go home and watch all your videos and try to think, like, okay, what if he's watching this one? What is he thinking?
He watched a couple, Mike. Don't worry about it.
Fuck me up. I don't.
You shouldn't have even said that, because now he's going to do it.
Don't.
Can you imagine everybody here?
Yeah, I'm imagining this.
Our parents, not this particular show right now, but regular listeners of the After Zester, we would be riddled with shame.
I found out my brother has dabbled now in the show a little bit, and that doesn't make me comfortable at all.
Your brother's
a great guy.
You never talk about him.
Talk about myself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My 10-year-old nephew goes, do you know you're on Spotify? And I was like, huh?
Oh, God.
And I didn't even ask him, what are you talking about? I just went, I am? And he goes, yeah, you're on Spotify.
The less you know, the better, right?
How do you know that? And what is it?
He's like, because I'm a pab.
There's nothing I've said on the show that I wouldn't say directly to my own mom.
Speaking of pab.
Really?
Ever. I swear to God.
Really? You know, mom?
Maybe someone like my...
You know, I'm starting to acquire a taste for large breasts.
That's a good point. I don't know if I would like to have that conversation.
Mike, son, I'm so proud of you with your 20-minute explanation for why you guys discuss rape so much. That was very good, thoughtful conversation.
Yeah. Not listen to the whole thing. It was more like a 30-minute discussion.
Easily, like
I love
minutes.
My adult son outside with a machete hacking up a tree with his other two adult friends.
Wild hammer. Yeah. Hey, Mike, you ever sing your own songs? You ever get your own songs stuck in your head as a songwriter?
I don't want to admit that.
Like, but you're singing your own song in the shower sometimes? Yeah. I think that would happen.
You're not drawing your
head. I think that would happen. Yeah.
I have to.
You make songs?
I do make songs, yeah.
And you get them stuck?
Yeah. What kind of songs are they?
Goofy, like, I don't like to call them funny. I don't like to call it comedy because then there's an expectation
for it to be funny.
They're
like hacky sack songs.
But they're like fun, and you're usually going to get a laugh out of them of some kind.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
A little lighthearted music. I don't like music that takes itself seriously.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah,
you guys are modern day jesters.
Sometimes I listen to like singer songwriter songs.
The Cure? They're taking this so seriously.
The Cure, he's like a sack.
Duran doesn't take this so seriously.
That was when I was a child. Punk rock.
Yeah,
punk rock doesn't take itself seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when I listen to singer songwriters, I'm just I'll listen to their lyrics and I'm just like, God, these guys just like speaking in metaphor.
Incubus.
And there's some great, they're great songs, but I think, man, I would feel like such a douche if I wrote some of these lines. You know, like I'm much more literal.
I have to see them come into the studios and sing in front of me. It's awful. Or like my least favorite bands.
I do love Incubus though, by the way. Sorry.
I think you hit on something because I think the people I most dislike in any field are people that take themselves seriously.
I hate people that take themselves seriously. Yeah. Stop it, everybody. Stop it.
Yep.
If Paul Thomas Anderson doesn't take himself seriously, no one has the right to. I like
Good
how
point.
PTA is like the number one in my head, obviously. Yeah. Like the highest esteem.
I'm with you.
But if he doesn't take himself too seriously, you guys can't.
And you know what's the worst? Actors who take themselves seriously.
My craft is a thespian.
When they ask them a question, they do the you know.
They talk about their character.
It's about the journey. Yeah. And I really I wanted to inhabit this person.
Yep. Shut up.
Yep. Yeah, I hate it when they talk about their character as a separate entity.
Especially then when the movie gets panned universally and you know that they were just
But it's a fine line because, I mean, it is a real, I hate to use the word craft, it is a real craft,
it is
a real job, and it's revered in most parts of the world much more than it is here for the everyday actor.
Yeah, but you can be great at acting without, thinking you're great at acting.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it depends on who you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with good people who are going to keep you grounded, You're gonna be, you know, you're gonna be.
It's a fine line, but I would expect that every single actor in every single interview would answer every question with, "I can't believe how fucking lucky I am. This is unbelievable. I just go somewhere, pretend like I'm somebody else, and they pay me 10 times more than you'll ever make. Yep. And then I go to restaurants and people just want to have sex with me. This is unfucking believable." Instead of like, "Ooh, I gotta seriously discuss this stupid role I did," when it pales in comparison to people who create things.
I like the ones where they're being really serious and they're like,
if you're in a band and you wrote a shitty song, you're better than every actor.
I can't imagine being an actor and not like trying to write a scene for myself and making my own movie. But that's how my brain works. I always want to make a movie. I guess. Like, but like, if I was an actor, I would make my own shit.
I like when they play like some, you know, some figure in history or some like from some like marginalized people group, and they're like, you know, I really wanted to get on their level. So I spent 3 days in Borneo. Like, you spent 3 days?
Yeah.
And now you're like in touch with them. Yeah, now you like get it. If you went and spent like 4 months or something, okay.
There's that great interview with Val Kilmer, Chuck Klosterman, whichever way you say it.
Yeah.
I should just look that up one day so I don't have to like second guess myself every time. He's like one of my favorite writers. Anyways, he interviewed Val Kilmer, and Val Kilmer was playing like a dad who had like lost his two of his kids or something. He was playing some horrific character that like, went through all the suffering. And Val Kilmer is quoted as saying, like, I know what it feels like to lose kids more than a dad who actually lost his kids to. Because I really explored it.
God damn it, Val.
What the fuck? And he believes it.
Yeah.
He believed it.
Wow.
Will Forte and Val Kilmer are friends. They lived together for a while. That's a weird one.
They lived together?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to be friends with Val Kilmer.
It'd be pretty sweet.
Unless you're a dad who's lost his kids.
Yeah, then maybe not.
That's the end of the show right there. two big hypocrites. Fucking assholes. I'll keep it with him. Yeah, that'll be good. Silence. Dead air.
The Antwerp's headlining Festival Supreme this year.
Where's that?
Yeah. How exciting is that? The Shrine.
Are you talking about Jack Black's festival?
Yeah. Yeah. Tenacious.
Wow. Day. Holy shit.
The Antford.
Too bad it's at the Shrine.
I know. It's a shitty place.
Yeah, wasn't it outdoors last year?
It was on the pier.
It was on the pier, Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
Yeah.
It was on the pier in Santa Monica.
That was 2 years ago, because last year was at the Shrine.
Oh,
you're right.
The Shrine is a weird place.
Yeah.
It's big now. It's too big for the pier.
The pier would have been great, but the Shrine, I just can't sit in those seats. They're too
small. They have like a bunch of different satellite locations. So like the main event, the Antwerp's going to play in the big part where they used to have the Oscars, but then they have like all these other stages.
Are you back
going
in town?
I'm going to be in Europe. I got to take Jillian overseas for her trip. Because when she went back to school, I'm like, honey, I'll put together a trip. I'll take you out of town. We've never been abroad together. And I'm like, we'll go somewhere when you're done with school. And now it's like upon me. I'm like, I can't afford this. I don't want to do this. What the fuck?
Where you want
to
go?
I think we're going to England or something, and then we're going to go to Greece.
You brush right over it, but you know where I'm going next week, right?
Where are you going?
I do.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Italy.
Yeah.
Why are you going to Italy?
What?
I saw your itinerary on the Facebook.
What? What are you doing? What are you doing there? Why? What's going on?
What am I doing there?
Are you preparing for a role?
Yeah. I gotta get in touch with my
I'm a guy that eats pizza in the background.
Giuseppe Medici.
Lifetime movie.
We have a 3-week break coming up on the Late Late
so
Show.
You're just gonna swing to Europe?
Blown out of town.
What the hell?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
God, I feel like a loser.
How expensive that is?
No, I know. We have, through some lucky blessings, we have the flights are taken care of.
Those are my favorite kind of blessings.
Must be the lucky very ones. Nice the to regular have people blessings. That care about you. Tyler, just free cars given to him.
Not free. I paid $300 for that.
Practically free apartments.
So you're going to Europe.
Jesus
Christ. You're leaving for 3 weeks?
1 week.
When are you going to camp?
Can you imagine my goddamn stories when I come back from Europe? Holy shit.
Yep.
My God. I'm concerned. And I'm going to make sure, because we're going to do we figured out that cruise ships are the cheapest, bestest way to get around and see a bunch of shit and have everything taken care of. And I'm going to make sure that I'm not going to be on one of these ships with nothing but Americans. I'm making sure that I'm going to be on there with a bunch of Europeans.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good times. Yes.
What if you're on with a bunch of Swedish chicks?
It's like $500 for like a full like 8 days or something. And they pay for your meals.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they're hard up.
Well, it's also a good time to go to Europe because the dollar is like almost the same as the euro right now.
I'm not going until October, so it could, God knows.
Nah, that'll be fine.
God knows.
Wait, so you're out of here for 3 weeks?
No.
Off work for 3 weeks, correct?
How long are you going to be over there in the old Italy?
From the 21st to the 29th.
Okay, I don't want to hear a bunch of stories when you come back, all right? Try and
keep
that to a minimum.
Keep it all to yourself. All to yourself.
You got to go see, like, the bones, like, the catacombs.
You clearly don't talk to your wife.
No, we don't talk. I told you, we don't talk. I don't see the woman. And when we do see each other, we just stare at the TV.
Yeah, that's love.
We are in love.
Which part of Italy are you going to?
Flying into Rome, flying out of Florence.
God damn you.
What are you most excited about?
Wow.
I don't know.
Florence.
What are you guys going to rent a car? You're going to drive around?
No. We're just trains. Trains, bro. Mm-hmm. But we're Airbnb-ing every night. So we're 4 nights in Rome at this sweet little place and then 3 nights in Florence that has this like little rooftop terrace.
I'm hearing too many stories and you haven't even gone.
Overlooks the city.
I don't know that I knew Airbnb was international. I don't know if that sounds dumb. Okay, I thought it was just in the States.
I got really into like Airbnb like stats and stuff. They apparently right now have 800,000 people using them per night. 800,000 bookings per night.
That's a lot.
Wow.
They should be at 1 million by the end of the year. And that's they get crazy. Like 20% of that.
Are you trying to sell us
hotels,
their stock or
hotel
something?
Motels, are they disappearing? Are they? When do those go
on
away?
The experience you want.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you choose Amp Radio if you want to get a little, you know, get the party going.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been using VRB like book vacation.
VRBO,
yeah, and HomeAway, those two for a long time.
I just don't go on vacations.
Yeah, you don't. Well, you do. You go like on day vacations. You'll drive like 900 miles in one day.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, we got to talk about the RV trip that we have to take.
Ooh. Who has an RV?
I'm going to camp to answer your question. End of July,
and then
first week of August.
Then we'll all have some RVBO.
Stop it! What, Tyler? No, we're not that. Joe, we're not going to have BO because we all use deodorant.
I'm into the RV idea.
Yeah, we got to do it. And I was thinking you could even come along with your Outback. We'll hook it to the back of the
Kevin,
RV.
You're not
invited. I was going to say, can I crash this party, please? That sounds like
very rude plans to make. Kevin,
I made a mistake.
We're just going to wear out my tires to lug a car behind us and get worse mileage.
Then we won't do that, Mike. I just know that you're not going to be able to stay in the RV with us because you can't stay in a goddamn hotel with us, let alone an RV. How are you going to come on this trip?
You got a point. I would stay in an RV.
I didn't know
we
were going to stay in. I thought we were going to just drive around and have fun.
For like a day?
Yeah.
Just drive around LA in the RV. Just burning gas up. We're in an RV driving in traffic in LA.
No, we're going to stay.
Visiting the different Arcos around southern Los Angeles.
I was thinking we might go to Laughlin or something. I don't know. We'll talk about that often.
We should go with Gordy out to the desert. The Gordon.
I gave Jillian like a stack of cards for our anniversary, and each, you know, I stole her idea.
Yeah, we've all heard your romantic thing.
But I was kind of like hard up for ideas. I'm like, oh, rent an RV sometime this year. And now she's like, when are we doing that? I'm like, oh, fuck, honey.
Keep painting yourself into those corners,
what the hell?
Bro.
That's going to be so hard to break it to her that you're taking us instead.
I'm just going to get like a camper van. Like, here we go, technically.
You could say you're trying it out for safety. And try it out with Mike and Tyler.
Testing it first.
I think the RV will be fine if we don't sleep in. If we just drive it somewhere, do a show, and drive back.
Otherwise, we're just going to drive it to a hotel. That's your plan.
No, we drive somewhere, we do a podcast, we turn around and drive home.
Mike,
so why do we need the RV?
You? What is wrong with you, Mike?
Because it'll be fun.
Why don't you want to sleep? Do you not like sleeping like in close quarters with other people, or is it the?
That's one thing.
Because what about a tent? Like if
he's a habitual master.
I'm never sleeping in a tent.
Okay, so tent's a no. Okay.
So you guys ever been in this situation? All right, traffic cop, right? Lights are all out, flashing red light, lots of heavy traffic.
Something like that.
Traffic cop in the middle of the intersection.
And you're itching to kill a cop.
And you don't know if you're supposed to go left or you're supposed to go past the car.
First of all, it's really impressive that he like knows how to like do that. You think like,
with
you know, if
white
you
gloves?
Just,
yeah.
If you stop,
magic
if
hands.
You just kind of let your mind drift for a second, you could be dead or you could be causing major collisions.
Yeah.
Right? So it's pretty impressive. This is right after my trash run-in. I found a little note on my trash can. I was furious with the city. I was cursing L.A. and thinking about how great San Diego is. And then I'm at this red light where it's flashing and heavy, heavy traffic. All of a sudden, I got a flip of a switch. It comes back on and it's just a green light. And he's in the middle of the fucking intersection.
His eyes are just wide. Like,
and he kept his cool. And he and I, like, we got a little eye contact. And I gave him a big smile because I saw what was happening. Yeah, and like, he smiled back to me. But then he had to, like, come and stand in front of my car. And there was, like, just traffic everywhere. And he was right.
You should tell him to get in your car.
I was thinking about it.
Because then, like, that sweet action movie thing where you, like, you pull the e-brake and you, like, 180 and collect him in your car.
This, you didn't have a hankering to kill a cop. And you just saw your window open up like you could floor
it. Is he a real cop?
He'd still get in trouble.
I don't think he'd have a gun.
No.
You can't
the light
just
turn,
manslaughter
the light
someone.
Wait a minute. Is that the same fuck that's like going and giving a parking ticket after he's done?
I don't know, but I need
probably.
An answer to that.
I think a lot. I don't think it's a
I think
real
a
cop,
lot of the
unquote.
Time they're like police academy people.
Mm.
This you know guy was cool. Do? I like you this guy. Reach I like out your window with a taser and hit him with it.
He came and actually right as I was leaving, like the light turned green for him, so then he was safe. But it was a little dicey. Like all of a sudden, it just went green, and everyone just started speeding through.
You
should have
citizens arrested him for jaywalking.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think there's gonna be a moment where the lights come back on.
Yeah, you have to figure that happens all the time.
Yeah,
it's got it,
right?
Yeah, but no one ever sees it.
I think maybe they communicate a little bit, but there was a big construction site right at that intersection, and I think that the construction fucks didn't give a shit.
Yeah. They don't give a shit. They're at war with the cops. They're criminals.
I had a friend in high school who learned how to fuck with those things, and he made it so all the lights were green in one of the intersections.
Ooh.
Dude, what are you doing? You asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Imagine what it was
80s
like.
Action movie was your friend in the beginning of.
Imagine what it was like. Stop. Like, let's say 30 years ago, when before they had timers on the lights or sensors in the road, when the lights were just this one stays green for a minute and then this one goes green for a minute.
That's how a lot of them still are out here.
You mean back in 1985?
Was it that soon? Was it that close?
Do you know back in the day they actually didn't have lights? They would just have like the little arm would come out and say stop. It was like a little.
Were you thinking 80s or was 30 years ago like 50s in your head?
Yeah, I was thinking 50s. I still think the 50s were 30 years ago. I swear to God.
This is one that Jillian brought up. She's like, somebody young in her life asked why, like her nephew or somebody. They're like, why do they call it hanging up the phone?
Or dialing.
That is a weird one.
Or what would it be called? Closing?
Rolling down a
window?
Turning it off? Disconnecting?
You don't roll down windows. When's the last time you physically rolled down a window?
But we still know what that is, though.
Yeah, if you do that, the symbol for rolling down a window.
You can't pull next to someone and be like.
Yeah, that'd be a really dumb thing. Like in the future, like if you're telling people to roll down your window, you just do this with your finger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, push a button. push a button motion.
And then you flip it over. Finger. They didn't, in the beginning of automobiles, they didn't have horns or brake lights. So imagine that.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Pure danger.
How long would it take them to learn that, like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should have things that let other people know we're good. Well, first of all, they were so loud.
They probably had to yell things.
They also had, like, the steering was like a crazy, like, stick
in
the middle that just, like went left and right.
No, before that.
Huh.
It was a stick.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was little Walter.
Indeed.
I did not know that.
Walter who?
Walter from Big Lebowski. I did not know that.
Do you want
Is this show over?
I'd like to go back in time and check
out advice?
See how dangerous everything was. Yeah. Oh, lay it on us. Let's go. Advice.
Yeah, this is a good one. I was licking my chops when I read this earlier this week. You too can get some advice if you email theafterdisaster@gmail.com, and I'll read it and usually forget about it. Ringing endorsement.
Tyler,
Mike, and
please.
Anderson,
please
or whoever handles your Gmail, I have a really unique question that I'd love for you to answer.
Gouda, feel free to weigh in here.
Yeah.
And I give you permission and encourage you to discuss it on air if you'd like. My name is Sergeant... I'm not going to say his last name. I'll say Gutierrez. My name is Sergeant Gutierrez. I'm being honorably discharged from the Marine Corps... Jesus. From the Marine Corps this Wednesday, June 10th. Oh, he's already out. After 5 years of service. I decided last year that when I got out, I was going to follow a dream that I've had since high school and go play professional poker in Vegas. I've saved some money from deployments, and this Wednesday, I'm making it happen and driving out west, currently stationed in North Carolina. I'm stopping to see a few friends along the way, but I hope to be in Vegas and find an apartment before a World Series of Poker tournament at the end of this month. Here's where it gets interesting. So part of me getting out of the Marine Corps is me embracing my return to civilian life and all the freedom it entails. I'm not married, don't have kids, but I don't want my parents, brother, or sister knowing what I'm doing or even bothering me with phone calls. I told them in mid-April that I was deploying to Kuwait and would be back in the fall.
Oh.
It's kind of a shitty thing for me to do, but here's where it gets really shitty. My beloved grandmother is 92, and last month she became really sick and entered hospice care with only weeks to live. Barring a miracle, she will die before the October timeframe that I told everyone I was getting back from deployment. Barring a miracle, she will die before the October timeframe that I told everyone I'd get back.
It's a long shot.
You think I should come clean and admit to my family that I lied to them and that I'm not deployed and that I'm getting out of the Marines and throwing away my future as a professional gambler in order to attend my grandmother's funeral, or should I keep the lie going? Right now I'm leaning towards keeping the lie going. I'm really curious as to what you think. I would call during the show, but I'm not a chick.
Here's what you do. I got it, right? There's a great answer, right? Right here.
I don't know. My answer's got a couple of flaws.
I say you just show up and be like, hey, when I heard Mammy was dying, I had to be there. I went AWOL. They're probably going to kick me out of the military.
I don't think that's a great answer.
And then you look like a hero, and you look, you know, like your heart's in the right place, and now you're out of the military, and they know everything.
I say you show up. I'm dead serious. He's got military in his head. He knows how to pull this off. He's probably got some secret.
Do they let you like go home for like? Because
no.
I mean, they furlough you from prison.
Very rarely.
If someone's dying.
Very rarely.
I saw it on Orange Is the New Black.
Yes.
Yeah, she got furloughed for
Speaking
her grandma.
Of new episodes this weekend.
They dropped it.
I can't wait.
Oh yeah,
it dropped
out
already.
Hey, I just realized I was talking into the end of this microphone instead of the front part. you go back. See? You go back under the cloak of darkness. You sneak in and visit your grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Say your goodbyes. Yes. Give her a big hug. Maybe yeah, share
he's got
a meal
the Marines
with her.
Military training. He could probably do that.
And then your family will think she's senile. She was dreaming.
Well, maybe she
she's already maybe hospice she care. So.
What if his grandma has always encouraged him to pursue his dreams as a World Series poker player?
Yeah.
And this is, you know, or at least encouraged him to pursue his dreams. Maybe not specifically the poker.
It is a terrible dream.
Or if you want to live your life without that weight of being a pathological liar on your shoulders, just come clean with your family and tell them you have a dream and you're going to fulfill it.
That was my thought. That was, yeah.
But what's the backup dream? Dude, when you don't win the World Series of Poker, you got to have a backup dream.
Yeah, that's a risky one to get into.
The documentary about his failed attempt to become a... Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to need footage of your dying grandma, so make sure you go see her.
I guess unless there's a round-the-clock watch of his family on the grandma, he could just, on his drive to L.A., just...
Yeah, but
a lot of
seeing the grandma is also not for the grandma who's going to be gone. It's his family knowing that... He saw.
Well, because if they find out he's in Vegas and he didn't show up for the funeral, there's probably going to be a little bit of.
That's
a
lot some of fallout there, yeah.
A lot of bit. You'd be a terrible human
but
being.
How are they going to find out?
Because he's going to lose all of his money and come crawling back to them saying, can you please.
Or if he makes money, then he's going to come crawling back to throw it in their faces.
Then he can Why dig grandma up and have another funeral.
Tyler, that is not respectful.
You don't need
this
to dig her up.
Grandma.
Yeah, because you can just have it on top of her grave.
Well, that's not, guys. What are you? Why? I say maybe you half lie and say that you got out.
They let me off early. School's out.
You know what? No, I got it. Honestly.
Mike's got it.
Go back and say I lied because I have this dream to follow, but I didn't know grandma was going to be sick. So now I'm back here and this is it. And I'm going back to Vegas because I'm a fucking adult man who can do whatever the fuck I want with
my
life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back there and lose my money gambling and probably kind of a drug addict, alcoholic, living on the streets
but
close to the strip.
But don't tell any of that to grandma because she probably wouldn't be. Didn't he say like her favorite thing about him was his military life?
I don't think
something along tell her that you've given up military life and protecting our rights as God-fearing Americans to go gamble it away.
To be free and to do what you want.
Yeah.
It's what America's all about.
At the very least, I think the only lie should be, you know, what you're actually doing in Vegas. You know?
Yeah.
Like, man up and say, I'm moving Thunder across country.
Under.
But maybe you don't have to say you're a poker player. Yep. Maybe
I'm going to be in the Australian Bee Gees.
Got to go see your grandma. And you know what? Not even for your family, but for yourself, because you're always going to regret it and feel like a dirtbag.
And I have a second tier of advice for you. When you make it and you're on television on the World Series of Poker, you be the go with the military look.
Like it's wrestling?
Yeah. No, wear like MP glasses and the whole uniform. Because that's going to throw people off their game.
Ooh, I saw that documentary, The Sheik. Pretty good. Pretty
about,
good.
About
the Iron Sheik. I'm not a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah.
But the Iron Sheik, he's got your mustache.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't Mike talk about it? And Catherwood talk about it a lot?
Yeah, a lot of people love his tweets and whatnot. Uh-huh. Like, I never really...
He's like a harmless racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're gay faggot.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I get it. You know, and they didn't touch upon any of that, really. And, well, they touched upon a lot. They spent a lot of time on how he kind of reinvented himself on social media, but they didn't talk necessarily about the offensive nature of his
social
media.
That seems like that would be the gist of it.
Yeah. But
like, how do you get away with saying all this stuff
good
and people still love you?
Jillian, because people like it ironically, and they think that it's funny because it's a foreigner, and like, you know, there's no way. If he was like the American eagle, he wouldn't be getting away with that shit. It's because he's funny foreigner from Iran.
Yeah.
But he was like a real dude. Like he was like a bodyguard for the president down there, and he won actual medals, and he was an actual really good. What do you call it?
How hard is it to win a medal in Iran?
What do you call what do you call the Grecian style?
Greco-Roman wrestling.
He was like a coach for the United States.
Italy.
Coach. He coached like United States actual wrestling.
Where can I find this documentary? I'm intrigued.
It's on Fuckflix.
What's it called?
It's called The Sheik.
The Sheik.
And it's streaming.
Wrestling
watch it streaming. All right. Is that it?
I got a real radio show I got to get to, guys.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Do you really?
He's got
I got a few more minutes.
How dare you?
Oh, I had one more. There was one more advice.
I got time.
Oh.
I got a few minutes.
Yeah, here it is. Wait, here it is. It's titled Science in the Midwest.
Oh, God.
Dear After Disaster, it was great to hear your awe-inspiring discussion of rape in episode 287. You're dedicated so much effort into realizing that there are people around the world who are different from you, and perhaps sometimes the After Disaster can come across as insensitive. And then you fucked me.
You don't bother to show such sensitivity with people who lie in who live in between Las Vegas, ding, and Washington, D.C., for example. Middle America likes football more than the coasts, Anderson. And I think it's well documented that the middle of the country has slightly different tastes than the two coasts, Tyler. Or for Mike, good people live on the edges. Well, I live in the heart of the Midwest, right in the center of it all, Kansas. Kansas doesn't even have a football team, by the way. The Kansas City Chiefs are from Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Whereas you have your Raider Nation, and the New England Patriots are certainly more popular than many Midwest teams. Personally, I'm not a football fan. You once had a full discussion where you all three agreed that smarter people live on the coast. However, the science that dumbfounds you in Los Angeles turns out to be the exact same science that occurs in Nebraska and Arkansas and Iowa. And many of us Midwesterners can explain what causes thunder or how we know that there's 6 grams of protein in a jar of peanut butter. As a physics and chemistry teacher...
That was something Mike brought up. How do they know how many grams?
As a physics and chemistry teacher who was born and raised in middle of America with no desire to move to the coast, I'll give you Cliff Notes answers to these mind-puzzling mysteries. Mm. Thunder. It's hot air from lightning, which is way hotter than the surface of the sun. The air gets so hot and so fast that it sends out a wave of energy, almost like when you crack a whip. Mike, you can see lightning in space, but of course you cannot hear the thunder. Mm-hmm. Nutrition facts. If you mix soap with fats, all the fats wash away. So weigh the food beforehand, then weigh it after you wash away the fats.
What? Wait, what? What? What was that?
Or for protein, you can wash away all the proteins with a certain acid. There are several other methods, but those give you the basic idea.
Wait. What? How do you wash away the fat?
I don't know. I want to try this. Science.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do it.
I could be a scientist.
I think somebody with one of those big centrifugal things that spins around and you put something in there and something happens. And
here's a science question for you gentlemen to discuss next.
And then cha-ching, you get your check from the university.
Here's the next question for you guys to discuss. Your ass never really touches the chair you're sitting in right now. Instead, you're hovering over the chair. Why don't you touch the chair? I don't know what that means.
It's that science thing, the molecular.
Clothes are on.
That's the clothes, yeah.
All right, closing it out. Am I and other Kansas science teachers as smart as California science teachers? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Am I happier than a California science teacher? I don't know. What I do know, this is where it gets good, is that my two-story house costs $60,000, and by making $60,000 a year as a teacher, I live like a king in Kansas. You're always welcome
to visit me
in the hellhole that Mike calls Middle America, and I hope California is as welcoming to me. I don't judge you to be any dumber or smarter than me because of where you grew up, and all I ask is that you don't assume I am dumber or smarter because of where I grew up. If you can be sensitive about rape, perhaps you can be sensitive about people who don't live 50 miles from a beach.
Well, if you guys weren't all such fucking rapists in the middle of the country.
I gotta be honest with you. I can't even hear a word he's saying. I'm just freaked out that another teacher listens to this podcast.
A number of teachers listen to this
podcast. Jen Carey just bought a house.
Bro, it was probably more than 60 grand.
Yeah.
Probably.
Listen, the wife and I are constantly fantasizing about moving out of this shithole that is LA and into like a sleepy little burg in the middle of the country. I would love it.
Like San Diego.
I just don't have enough overalls to fit in. I have to go out and buy those, I think. But no, it's very unfair. And I've been apologizing the last couple of weeks, guys. I know it's ridiculous, especially in today's day and age. There was more truth to it back in the day, like back when we still had cowboys and Indians, I think. You know what I mean? Middle of the country was a different place. Nowadays, everyone's got the same technology and information.
That's not the point. I agree. I would much rather live somewhere other than this, where I could buy a place for one-tenth the cost of a shithole in the valley. But the fact of the matter is, you drive around Southern California, and it's just better.
That's not what he's saying, though.
No, it's nicer. The weather's nicer. You look out at the ocean. You look at the mountains. You're like, this is stunning.
That's not what email was about at all.
Colorado's beautiful.
That we talk shit about the people.
You go to where that guy lives, and it's just 20,000 miles of dirt.
Kansas?
Broken glass.
Not the intention of the email at all.
But a very true point.
All right, Michael, come on.
I'm being serious.
No, when was the last time you were in Kansas, Mike?
Never been.
Well, then fuck yourself, Mike.
Kansas is burned out tires.
See, this is where it's coming from, guys.
Down trailers.
But what about the people, Mike? What do you think about
the
people?
We got to go.
I don't know much about the people. Hey, if I had the balls, if I had guts to be my own person, to be the person I want to be, I would be out of here in no time.
I am so bad at this
at
show.
All. I would be gone. I would move somewhere else.
But the family
and
the
job. I would live in a motorhome and I would drive. That's right.
Families
that's
and
right.
jobs. That's exactly. the problem. My family's exactly going to live right. in Kansas and have a job out there for me. I'm
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Hey, if Same my here. Entire family dies in a house fire after going to Vegas to become a professional gambler, what? I
oh,
will.
Oh, wait. Back that.
Back here, that.
Mike, I will get a motorhome.
You got a letter. I What does this say?
I would get a motorhome in a heartbeat.
In my P.O. box today, here's what I find. It says, what does that say?
I thought that was your trash citation.
And what about the live animals?
Live animals. I'm terrible at this job. I forget about what we talked about last week, and I should bring it immediately to the program, that I went to the live animals. And they weren't live animals at all. I don't know what that note was, but it was a bottle opener for Tai Tai. Here you go. It was terrifying because it had holes in it, but it was just from wear and tear. And I don't know what's going on with the live animals.
Did you ask them why it said live animals?
Yes, but she didn't speak enough English to know what I was asking her. And I think that maybe they just sent the live animals back. I don't know. It's a mystery. But now I got this one in my P.O. box.
Yeah.
Another official document from the post office. And what does that one say? Last week it said live animals.
It's got some numbers on it. It says, I think they're trying to say three pieces.
I think so, too.
P-I-C-E-S.
But twice it is spelled P-I-C-E-S.
Yeah, and then move pieces.
I think more pieces.
This guy, Nathaniel, who sent me this thank you letter, is a very kind individual, a very thoughtful man, because he's the guy that sent us those pictures to sign, and I was supposed to ship them back, and it took about 7 weeks.
You did finally do it, though?
Yeah.
Good.
And he sent a thank you letter. So he sent two things to my one.
You guys have some great listeners, for real. Isn't it looking dedicated? That's
so I'll get the Pisces for the show for next week, and I'll come in here with the Pisces. It literally says three P-I-C-E-S.
Yeah.
Can somebody send me something, please?
Move Pisces. Yeah, if you guys
last week we probably had 15 packages to open.
Wow.
It was absurd.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Surprise me.
I'm worried.
All right, now you got a package. Tyler, was that to the After Disaster, or was that to you?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm opening it right
now. Package. Open. We got to end.
I'm worried. It's purple.
Why is that worrisome?
It's like latex purple.
It's cool, bro.
Yeah. What is
that? What you got there?
I don't know.
What you got?
What is that?
I don't know either.
It looks like a wiener thing.
I was going to say, it looks like you put your wiener in it. It looks like a funnel.
No. I think it's
for peeing. Is that for your balls?
It's for girls peeing.
Let me see.
Is it the girl pee thing?
Pee style. My sister is all about those.
Does
don't ask me why I know that.
What it is?
What is it used?
What's it for?
Why is there no documentation?
It is. I think that's not the kind that my sister is all about. But
we ate bugs last week.
No, yeah. You ate.
Well, I had a bug.
No, that's totally a girl pee device. So,
yeah.
So you can
why
go pee in the woods.
Why do we have a girl pee device?
Oh, I see.
I'm bringing this to camp and show the young.
No, that's what my sister uses it for. We direct a camp every year. Yeah. It's game changing on our overnight hikes and stuff. She doesn't have to go out in the woods.
It's changing yours.
It doesn't
too?
Change my game, but it. But she.
Here's what's disturbing. Is it from China?
Yes.
Because it's just in a little Ziploc bag.
I
like
know.
This could be used.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's. I don't want
to
touch it.
What's disturbing is you still have to carry this pee soaked piece of plastic back to the cabin and rinse it.
Talking about those? What were we talking about?
No. Why would we talk about
listeners,
that?
Unless someone is talking, because I think Lauren and I talked about that like a week ago, but we didn't have a
were you
podcast.
At my house?
No.
So you put your mouth on this.
All right, everybody. Thanks
from China, not Germany.
Thanks for listening. Good night. When are we going to figure out a good sign off?
Good night's all right. Is it?